This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2129, Why Dirty Dishes Are the Biggest Threat to Your Marriage, by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining ORD once again with me, your host and narrator, Greg Audino. It's wonderful to have you here for another Sunday show. I always appreciate you all tuning in on the weekend. So with that said, let's dive right into this very important and, I would say, widely applicable piece, courtesy of Dr. Kelly Flanagan, as we optimize your life. Why Dirty Dishes Are the Biggest Threat to Your Marriage, by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com. Dirty dishes have killed more marriages than extramarital affairs ever did, because they're boring, repetitive, and monotonous. And we have no idea what to do with boring. If we want our marriages to survive, we must find a way to reclaim the extraordinary lying just beneath the surface of our monotony. My boys and I are playing zombie apocalypse, and my 3-year-old daughter is looking on with big, expectant eyes. I ask her to join us. Caitlin, do you want to be a zombie? Yes, she replies. A princess zombie. I try again. Caitlin, do you want to be a soldier instead? And again she replies, yes, a princess soldier. I get the point. And so we play zombies and princesses all at once. My boys love war stories, and my daughter loves princess stories. What do they both have in common? Storybook endings. The storybook deception. In the final scenes of any good story, there is triumph and ecstasy and satisfaction. Conquering heroes vanquish the zombies, and princesses ride off into the sunset with Prince Charming. We are drawn to stories with blissfully happy endings. The only problem is, our lives don't work that way, do they? Our stories don't end at the penultimate scene. My family attended a beautiful wedding last weekend, 2 days full of joy and celebration and hope for this blooming romance. But then we had to get into the car for the 6-hour ride home, and unpack, and do the dishes, and the laundry, and herd crabby, overtired children into bed. Again, I want to see the Disney princess movie that depicts life after Flynn Rider marries Rapunzel. I want to see them trying to share a sink in the castle while the kids bang at the bathroom door. I want to see them picking up the horse's poop for the umpteenth time so the neighbors don't get upset. I want to see Rapunzel clipping her toenails and having to sit on the can. I want to see Flynn wake up the day after the honeymoon to return to his day job ruling a kingdom. I want to see them arguing about whose job it is to fold the laundry if the other one ran it through the wash. Can you imagine how much laundry there is with all those big puffy dresses? But I'll never see that movie, because in a culture of smartphones and instant entertainment, we believe all of life should be thrilling, and we avoid boredom like the plague. With Facebook over morning coffee, and email at stoplights, and YouTube videos filling the nooks and crannies of life, and on-demand television at night, and iPad flicking until the eyelids droop. And in doing so, we leave ourselves completely unprepared for the repetitive monotony of one of the most important endeavors of our lives, marriage and family building. I know I write a lot about conflict, and anger and shame. But the truth is, boredom is just as corrosive to our marriages. We must learn to live our boredom well, or we will search for excitement elsewhere. maybe even in the arms of another person. A marriage lesson from a photographer. A photographer recently told me the story of his photo shoot at a local forest preserve. While other photographers and pedestrians hustled around him in the gathering dusk, hunting for increasingly beautiful shots in the withering light, he sat and watched and waited. Because he knew beauty would be found not in the quantity of trees photographed. He knew beauty would be found in nuance, the infinite array of hue as the light changed angles minute to minute, and the slowly morphing shapes of shadows come alive. He faced the boredom of attending to one seemingly uninteresting event, and just beneath the surface of monotony, he discovered extraordinary beauty and wonder. The pictures were breathtaking. I think the same could be true for our marriages. If we want to discover breathtakingly beautiful love and sacrificial living, we will need to learn how to stay in our boredom long enough to unearth the riches buried just beneath the surface of our monotony. Ordinary stitches in a beautiful tapestry. Could the boring, repetitive tasks of marriage and family life, dishes, laundry, ironing, vacuuming, picking up clutter, chauffeuring, be the birthplace of joy and wonder? I think they are, because they are the stitches in the complicated, beautiful, gloriously messy tapestry of life. They are the strands that hold it all together. If we have lived well, when we step back in the end and look at the beautiful stories of love and loss and joy and sacrifice we have woven with our lives, others will not notice these mundane stitches, this thread that keeps all the beauty together. But without them, the beauty we created would be impossible. If we can behold the boredom in this way, I think we'll find gratitude welling up like a geyser. Not heave a sigh, I probably shouldn't complain other people have it worse gratitude, but real, overwhelming, bursting with joy gratitude. Gratitude. That this now dirty bowl will tomorrow be the place of my child's sustenance. He will tip it up to his mouth when the Cheerios are done and gleefully drink down all that sweet leftover, while we say a benediction for the day and the girl with the curls babbles and the boy with the insights expounds. Gratitude. That love is just a word, but a clean bowl is love and sacrifice in action. Grateful for this one opportunity to provide respite for a war-weary spouse. And in the end, what will we desire more? That we had done less dirty dishes? Or that we had done more love and sacrifice? Gratitude. For the stitches that hold up the glorious tapestry. And our gratitude will be the spade, unearthing the moment-to-moment wonder beneath the surface of the boring. The slick soap on hands, and warm water rinsing food clean, and the shimmer of light on bubbles, and that favorite song playing in the background, and kids screaming and pummeling each other in the bedroom, and a spouse who wanders in and begins to lend a quiet hand. With your choices, you can weave something beautiful with your life, but every tapestry requires stitches. Boring, repetitive stitches. May you be deeply, joyfully grateful for yours. You just listened to the post titled, Why Dirty Dishes Are the Biggest Threat to Your Marriage, by Dr. Kelly Flanagan of drkellyflanagan.com, and be sure to stick around for my comments right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And thank you so very much to Dr. Kelly for this post. It's definitely a great one for anyone in a relationship to check in with. I think that what he's talking about today is really applicable to each and every healthy relationship at some point in time. And this is not a bad thing. Rather, it's an opportunity to reframe the value of your relationship should you be struggling with the monotony. And I think this can be done internally or externally or both. You know, internally, it can help to remember that without the monotony that comes with time, you wouldn't have a lifelong commitment. Some repetition within your day-to-day schedule is a very small price to pay for someone who has devoted their life to you. It simply comes with the territory. Or externally, action to take from this article could be based around that special something that you share with your partner that makes for a fun way of spending your time. Regular travel might be a good example. My girlfriend and I were always revitalized, even by weekend trips, and it's just such a nice way to breathe new life into us if we've had a difficult week or if we felt stagnant or what have you. Or it might be something grander. It might be starting a business with your partner, pursuing a certain goal together, etc. It's really important to consider and lean on the things that make your bond special, and doing so can absolutely help with feelings of boredom. They're usually there because that uniqueness, that spark of the bond, of that bond that you have, has gone unattended to for a little while. But with that, we've reached the end for today, everybody. Thank you, as always, for being here and considering what you've heard in this post. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I hope you apply it, and do be sure to tune in again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.